football gods are always on the Bears' shoulders.
He's dragged down by Steve McMichael. Fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule it. Yes, it is a fumble. And number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy.
It's go time.
Yes. One of our favorite Chicago Bears, host of the Hamp and OB show, Dan Hampton with us. Dan Hampton, would you ever suit up and go out there and play flag football for a pro football game?
You know, it's really sad what has happened to the whole Pro Bowl experience. You know, we actually got to go to Hawaii, and you get to hang out on the beach, and now it's go to, I think, Orlando and play flag football. It's not that great. But I will tell you this. A couple of weeks ago, you were saying, well, we got to get a better open, you know, when I say football gods are always on the Bears' shoulders. Well, guess what? I'm starting to believe it.
Good.
You weren't around last week, but I got to tell you, I'm tickled with the selection of the head coach and the selection of the defensive coordinator. So the football gods have been very benevolent to our Bears the last few weeks.
Hamp, I think a lot of Bears fans were hesitant to get overly optimistic or excited that they would land Ben Johnson, considering he was the top coaching candidate. Just felt like the Bears would go a different route because they rarely do land the top guy, and this time they did. And then when you kind of step back, though, it is an attractive spot for a head coach. Ben Johnson said he started his interview with the Bears telling them he wanted the job, and a big part of it is Caleb, and they do have a lot of pieces in place, Hamp, but it's still, I think a lot of Bears fans are giddy over this hire, Hamp.
And they should be. And, you know, for forever and a day, I don't want to hear anybody say the Bears are cheap. Now, you know, we know that was George Halason back in the day, but hey, they're paying Ben Johnson a ransom to not only coach, but to be the head coach face of the team. And I like the fact that it was a two-way street. The Bears had a lot of things that Ben wanted, and Ben had a lot of stuff that the Bears wanted. And so you'll find out that the best agreements are mutual, where everybody gets their, you know, their fill, what they want out of the deal. So, a lot of folks may not have heard it, but his thesis is that, hey, it's a new day in the NFL, and quarterback, you know, rating and level of play at quarterback is the most important factor in wins and loss in the NFL. So I personally, I think, you know, Caleb, this will be his third or fourth offensive coordinator in a year. So, you know, it's not a fait accompli, but I have no doubt at all that they will hook up and they will have a hot time together because, like I said, Ben Johnson has been on the cutting edge of offensive football in the NFL for the last 4 years, and we know that Caleb Williams is the best thing that's come out of the draft in a long time. So, you know, this is it, when they team up, it should be special.
Dan, when you were playing back in the day, can you imagine having four people in that role in 1 year when you're a new rookie quarterback? What kind of damage does that do to not just his game, but his psyche and trying to please the people that he's working with?
Well, it'd be easy to get a lot of scar tissue, you know, but you could also turn it around and say, hey, not only did I live through that, but I had a lot of really productive, you know, games and a lot of bright spots. It didn't get me down. Hey, it only makes me stronger. So, and I think that's the attitude that Caleb will have. You know, you have no idea, you know, how much pressure with the media today, with the, you know, X and Instagram and all the different podcasts and this and that, to be the first overall pick and then be on a football team that, you know, runs afoul of good fortune and loses 10 games in a row, and you get your coach fired, your offensive coordinator fired. It would have been real easy for him to kind of go off the rails, but he didn't. He stayed the course, and I'm proud of the year he had, and he can look back and say, you know what? This is easy because you go back and look what I went through my rookie year.
Yeah.
This is going to be just a piece of cake.
Hamp, we were just talking about priorities this offseason. You know, they've got the coaches now. They've got the coordinators. We're kind of looking ahead to the draft and free agency. And if you ask any Bears fan which area they need to target, just about everybody's going to say offensive line. And Ben Johnson talked about it. Ryan Poles talked about it. And there's a guard on the Chiefs roster, Trey Smith. There's a chance he could hit free agency. That could be a target for the Bears. But are there any other areas you think need to be addressed? Or I guess when you look at priorities, offensive line probably one for you, Hamp. But what are some other areas on this roster you want to see improved?
You know, they've got to get better at, you know, pass rushing. And, you know, when Billings went down, the defense kind of fell apart. But more importantly, he wasn't like a great pass rusher, but we never really had a defensive line that was able to affect the opponent quarterback, you know, on a regular basis. Once in a blue moon would blitz. Once in a blue moon, somebody would, you know, create a alley and go unblocked. But we've got to get better rushing the passer. And the good news is this draft, which essentially has, you know, very, very little in regards to skill positions, you know, the quarterbacks in this, a couple of them will be drafted in the first round, but they would not have been drafted the top five last year. That being said, this is a draft that is overflowing with offensive line talent and defensive line talent. I don't know if I've seen one this bountiful in at least 8-10 years. And you'd have to think the Bears, I think, we got three picks in the top 42. We need to get three starters with those three picks. And I really believe that if they do their homework, they can do that.
How do you think if they get that done, if they get everything accomplished that you're hopeful for and we're all hopeful for, what do you think the season's going to look like for the Bears in 2025?
It's funny that some of the writers, the really astute writers here in town, I read an article a couple of days ago, and they had 9 wins, 10 wins, and 11 wins. And these guys are cynics. They're not optimistic like I am.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, the Bears have a chance, and I just hope the Bear fans kind of, you know, prepare themselves for this, I hate to say, golden years, but we could be on the cusp of it because we finally have, I think, the two most important ingredients in the game of pro football. That is not only a great coach, but a great quarterback. We've never had that since maybe 1945 with George Halas. So
wow.
It's been a long time coming. I'm already excited.
Friend, you sound like Dan Hampton, but you don't sound like Dan Hampton. Hey, I got to tell you,
hey, when you get your offensive coordinator, head coach fired, this guy fired, that, I mean, it's easy to get a little bit ill-tempered.
Hey, take me back to your Pro Bowl days. I mean, I'm assuming you competed in Hawaii, and you know, the defenders were expected sort of to pull up and not, you know, hit hard and do things like that. How was that for you?
No, you know what? Did
we lose?
Imagine, but.
Happy there, I think.
We're losing you. Your phone's popping in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, good. But, we got you now. So tell us, what was it like back then? Because you were in the Pro Bowl four times, right?
You know what? We were expected to block and tackle, and that's the essence of the game. And you know what? I remember getting a safety on Kenny Stabler in the end zone, and I was as happy as, you know, anybody in the stadium, because the winners, we would get paid an extra $5,000 back then. And, man, trust me, we were playing to win.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh, we missed those days. But we're so happy that you've given us hope for this Bears season. We appreciate you joining us, Hamp.
Well, I got to tell you, the arrows are all pointing up, and now it's just a matter of time till the football gods deliver.
Woo!
All right, guys, thank you. Go Bears.